108 yards rushing, 141 total yards, two penalties, 2 of 8 in third down conversions, 0 of 1 in fourth down, and 7 first downs. For the Owosso Rams, their quarterback, Austin Havens, was 9 of 12 in that first half passing for 78 yards, had one interception. As far as rushing goes, leading the way for them was Jariah Austin. He had 2 carries, 42 yards, and 1 touchdown. Then it was Hagan Hood, 7 carries, that's had 2 yards. Derek Overstreet, 3 carries for 5 yards. And then just 3 carries for 7 yards for Austin Havens, the quarterback. So, again, Union did a good job defensively, holding Owosso down to just 83 rushing yards, only 70 yards passing, 161 total yards. They were two penalties for 3 yards against Owosso, 4 of 6 on conversions, 0 of 1 on fourth down conversions, 6 first downs. For the receiving part for Owosso, Carney led the way with 2 catches for 23 yards. Austin had 3 catches for 31 yards. But really, statistically, sure didn't look like the 27-7 score there.
No, and it looks like to me it's a typical Bill Blankenship team right here, because they're not doing anything to hurt themselves. Very little did they make mistakes to hurt themselves, and then they take advantage of everything that the other team does.
Since we have Lisa Ford up here from the school board of Union, and she knows we're down 27-7, she says, let's talk academics, and we will. Union, very proud of the fact, as they should be, they have 12 national merit semifinalists so far this season, and very proud of that for Union High School, as Union continues to turn out outstanding academics. And, of course, their band is incredible as well, their cheer squad, pom-pom squad, done a great job at Union High, and now going to have a real class stadium. It's all said and done for next year, 2021, Tom. A lot to look forward to with that new stadium.
Oh, it gets bigger and better every day. It's really going to be something. Really going to be something.
Want to recognize our also play-by-play friend, Grant Merrill, a longtime caller of the Rams games here, and also his color man, Steve Mallory. This guy, Steve, is something else. He's not up in the press box because he had a little procedure. He had a heart valve replaced this past week. Did not want to miss a Owosso game, so they have him calling the game out of the Wellness Center. How appropriate is that? In the north end zone for Union here, for Owosso. So Steve Mallory, speedy recovery, because he's doing well, and I'm sure the Rams have got him feeling better right now. So he's calling this from the Wellness Center in the end zone, Coach.
Well, we'll be calling from the end zone.
That's right.
Next week.
That's right,
true. You know, I don't think it's the Wellness Center, but we'll be calling from the end zone, so that'll be unique.
5 minutes left in our halftime here. We can send it back to the studio if you're ready over there, Bryce. They can give us any update on scores you might have as well. We'll take a little break here. Union football on KRMG 102.3. We're at the half with Union trailing.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ronnie Dunn. Want to be proud of the house you built? Let Moody Custom Homes help turn your vision into your dream home.
I'm proud of the house we built.
This is Aaron Moody with Moody Custom Homes. It was an honor to work on country music legend Ronnie Dunn's home. We consider it a privilege to work on your home, too. We build custom homes and do remodels all over Green Country.
If you have some scores, that'd be good. Thank you. .com.
Listen to Ask Dr. Dono MD on KRMG Sundays at 9 a.m. Get all of your health and medical questions answered by medical expert Dr. Donald Simmons. Brought to you by Sunshine Care Partners. Ask Dr. Dono MD Sundays at 9 a.m. on Tulsa's News and Talk, KRMG.
When you get glasses or an eye exam at Dr. Jeff Long's Children and Family Eye Care, part of your purchase supports their Specs program and provides a free eye exam and glasses to someone in need. Go to KRMG.com and submit for yourself or someone else that needs this gift.
August is American Adventures Month, and it is time for all Americans to have an adventure in a brand new Chevy. And that's good, because it's the last call for remaining 2020s here at Jim Norton Chevy. That means huge savings with clearance pricing on the last of the 2020 Chevys in stock. Here's Casey Lane.
Save big on remaining 2020 SUVs and trucks, perfect for adventures. Get to Jim Norton Chevy, where you'll save on every remaining Tahoe, Suburban, Blazer, Traverse, and 2020 Equinox with 15% off MSRP. Plus, Jim Norton Chevy saved you on every Colorado heavy-duty truck and 2019 Silverados with $8,200 rebates. $8,200 off brand-new Chevy trucks.
Your adventure starts when you click on JimNortonChevy.com. And then hurry to the all-new Jim Norton Chevy in Broken Arrow, now open until 9. Jim Norton Chevy, 145th at the BA.
Chevy, find new roads.
All right, I got 30 seconds here. I'll give maybe five or six
seconds,
scores, and then I'll throw it back to you guys.
All right, thank you, man. Offers mutually exclusive. It's 9120. Think it was five or six scores and throw back to us.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ronnie Dunn. Want to be proud of the house you built? Let Moody Custom Homes help turn your vision into your dream home. I'm proud of the house
we built. This is Aaron Moody with Moody Custom Homes. It was an honor to work on country music legend Ronnie Dunn's home. We consider it a privilege to work on your home, too. We build custom homes and do remodels all over Green Country. I'm proud of the house we build. Learn more at buildyourcustomhome.com.
Now, here's a look at scores from other key games around the state.
Good evening, I'm Bryce Gerdner from the KRMG Scoreboard Center, and I have a few scores from around the state. Bixby heading into this game, a 27-game win streak. They haven't lost since 2017, and they're up 60-0 on Bartlesville right now in the third quarter. Choctaw traveling to Booker T. Washington, and Booker T. leads that one 14-12 in the third quarter. Sepulpa traveled to TPS Memorial, and they lead that one. Sepulpa, rather, leads that one 48-6 in the third quarter there as well. Sand Springs traveling to Ponca City this evening, and they lead that one 7-0 over the Ponca City Wildcats. Enid and Jinx again has been postponed prior to kickoff. Broken Arrow was also canceled, rather, not postponed, canceled earlier in the week. They had a matchup scheduled this evening out of state, and it was canceled as well. That's all the time that I have for you here. Let's send it back down to Owosso with Chris and Tom Stockton.
All right, Bryce, thank you much. Thanks for that recap there. We have a little special guest here. We're going to double duty for our spotter. Since we're not paying him, I was going to give him a little political plug here. Ross Ford, our state representative, District 76, serving as our spotter here tonight, but a great friend of all Oklahomans in this district here. And Ross, I know for you guys a little bit of a break here, but you've got some important legislation coming up you're working on.
Well, you know, Chris, it's always great to be with in my district and you know, helping Union Public Schools any chance I get, and I'm just proud to be a great Union supporter. But, you know, as a state representative, my district encompasses anyone that lives in the Broken Arrow city limits. If you go to Union Public Schools and you live in Union in Broken Arrow, I'm your state representative.
And when did you go back in session again, Ross?
We go back to session in the first full week of February.
And you're ready to go. You got some good legislation then coming up.
You know, I really do have some good legislation. We have some legislation from the National Heart Association that I'm going to be running this year. I'm also going to be running some legislation that is going to help our law enforcement this year. Always stand, you know, I was a Tulsa police officer for 27 years. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to stand with law enforcement and try to run some legislation that will help them out.
Sounds good, Ross. Thank you for your service. I give back to spotting here.
I sure will. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Ross Ford is our spotter here on the Union broadcast, as well as our state representative from District 76 here for the great state of Oklahoma. Back in session in February here. Well, the Owosso Rams, the Union Redskins, have made their appearance back on the field. They're warming up to start the second half, about 3 minutes left before our second half kickoff gets underway. With the score, Owosso 27 and Union 7. And Coach Tom Stockton, that's some of your thoughts of this first half and what Coach Frederick had to say to his guys at the locker room at halftime.
Well, I think, you know, there was a lot of positives. I think Grayson Tempest, as you said, there's been some passes dropped. I think he did a very good job. I think our defense did a pretty good job most of the time. And I'm sure he told them just to keep fighting. That's all you can do. Hopefully, you know, we can come back and do something. But, you know, at the very worst, the next six games will decide our you know, where we're going to be in the playoffs. So, you know, you got to keep playing. This is not the last game, and Owosso's a very good team.
Yeah, Kirk's not doesn't want to make excuses, but let's talk facts, though. Facts are they opened against the three toughest teams in the state of Oklahoma. They lost at Bixby 34-0 on August 28th. Bixby, of course, the defending state 6A2 champions, undefeated. They lost at Broken Arrow 14-7. Coach, that was a heartbreaker. Five turnovers cost the Redskins that game. And then they lost at Jenks last week 28-0, or the week before that. And now here at Owosso, of course, the defending state champions, undefeated, leading the 6A1 rankings in District 2 here as well. But this is the start of district play. Another fact that is a very young football team. You mentioned he has only three starters back on offense, three back on defense. put that schedule, plus you work with the coronavirus situation that has him now with five starters not being able to play in tonight's game.
Yeah, I think there's been times tonight that Union has really played pretty well offensively. They've played pretty well defensively. There's a few things here and there, you know, an interception for a touchdown and a long run for a touchdown. But I think overall they've played better in this game than I think they did against Broken Arrow. I really do. Yeah.
And here's another fact, too. All four of their games this season have been on the road.
Yes.
That, of course, because of the construction at Union Tuttle Stadium. But we do return home next weekend, finally, on a Friday night, October the 2nd, as Union will host Putnam City. The first home game, first of just three home games, and it also is homecoming for Union. So you Redskin fans, get out there and let's show some support for these guys and give them a little boost at home. It's nothing like home field for you.
Oh, and that'll be so – they'll love that. And I really do believe this. The next six games, very, very likely – I'll just say it. Very likely, I think Union can win every one of those six games.
Starting with Putnam City next Friday, then it's at Mustang. Moore comes to Union on the 15th of October. Then Norman North comes to Union on the 23rd of October. Then they go to Southmore on October 30th, and they end the regular season on November 6th at Edmond North. So we switch to that west side, which we know is certainly a way to pick up some wins.
Yeah, I believe so. And, they've played four of the best teams in Oklahoma any class already this year.
No doubt, yeah.
And that's a tough schedule. And, you know, if maybe two of them were at home and two of them on the road and that kind of stuff, things might have been a little bit different.
Zach Reynolds down our new sideline reporter here. We welcome again Zach to the broadcast. And Zach, some of your thoughts. You're on the Union sideline.
Well, despite the score, the players still seem to have a very good head here. The coach is telling them they're just a few plays away. Obviously, two long balls that didn't quite make it in. And so this team, knowing that they were just a couple of plays away from being within a touchdown, and they just trying to minimize the mistakes here and capitalize on the mistakes that Owosso will make.
All right, Zach, thank you much here. The Redskins, this isn't tough enough, trailing 27-7. They will be kicking to Owosso to start the second half here. As out comes Union's kicker, T.J. Cowan, to kick the football. No, excuse me, 31 is going to be kicking the football off for Union tonight. Cooper Houchin will handle the kickoff duties. The Rams have two players deep standing inside their 10-yard line. Ronnie Thomas is back there, along with Jerry Austin. So ready for the kickoff to start the second half. Union trailing 27-7. And here we go. The second half is underway. Back it goes. Ronnie Thomas takes it inside his 5-yard line. Turns 10, 15, 20. Breaks the tackle 25, 30. Knocked down at the 33-yard line there. Defensively for Union, making the stop there was Shane Fields, a linebacker, after the return, and gives Owosso the football first and 10 at its own 32-yard line. They'll again have their quarterback, sophomore Austin Havens, a transfer from North Carolina, in the backfield with him just off to